Page 28. Chapter 3. A Lost Button. Toad and Frog went for a long walk. They walked across a large meadow. They walked in the woods. They walked along the river. At last they went back home to Toad's house. "Oh, drat," said Toad. Page 29. "Not only do my feet hurt, but I have lost one of the buttons on my jacket." Page 30. "Don't worry," said Frog. "We will go back to all the places where we walked. We will soon find your button." They walked back to the large meadow. They began to look for the button in the tall grass. Page 31. "Here's your button," cried Frog. "That is not my button," said Toad. "That button is black. My button was white." Toad put the black button in his pocket. Page 32. A sparrow flew down. "Excuse me," said the sparrow. "Did you lose a button? I found one." "That is not my button," said Toad. "That button has two holes. My button had four holes." Toad put the button with two holes in his pocket. Page 33. They went back to the woods, and they looked on the dark paths. "Here is your button," said Frog. "That is not my button," cried Toad. "That button is small. My button was big." Toad put the small button in his pocket. Page 34. A raccoon came out from behind a tree. "I heard that you were looking for a button," he said. "Here is one that I just found." "That is not my button," wailed Toad. "That button is square. My button was round." Toad put the square button in his pocket. Page 35. Frog and Toad went back to the river. They looked for the button in the mud. "Here is your button," said Frog. "That is not my button," shouted Toad. "That button is thin. My button was thick." Page 36. Toad put the thin button in his pocket. He was very angry. He jumped up and down and screamed, "The whole world is covered with buttons, and not one of them is mine." Page 37. Toad ran home and slammed the door. There, on the floor, he saw his white, four-holed, big, round, thick button. "Oh," said Toad, "it was here all the time. What a lot of trouble I have made for Frog." Page 38. Toad took all of the buttons out of his pocket. He took his sewing box down from the shelf. Toad sewed the buttons all over his jacket. Page 39. The next day, Toad gave his jacket to Frog. Frog thought that it was beautiful. He put it on and jumped for joy. None of the buttons fell off. Toad had sewed them on very well.